Well, fresh violence in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. A huge explosion rocks the northeastern city of El Adi. Medics say at least two civilians have been killed in a car bomb blast which targeted a police station. 30 others have also been injured. No group has as yet claimed responsibility for the incident. Now, the bomb went off hours after another explosion ripped through an army vehicle, killing six soldiers and wounding two others. Sinai has been gripped by a deadly militant since the army's ouster of former President Mohamed Morsi on July 3rd of last year. Let's cross over to Cairo, joined by political analyst Mr. Saeed Sadek. Thank you so much for being with us. Tell us your take on exactly what is going on in your country. We hear about explosions just about every day. And of course, that's besides the political pressure in general and the crackdown on various groups, especially Muslim Brotherhood. But let's look at the Sinai, first of all. Why are we continually seeing this type of violence there, in your perspective?
We have to understand that trouble in Sinai preceded the Egyptian revolution. We had many terrorist attacks in Sharm el-Sheikh before 2011. After the revolution, there was no tight security in North Sinai in particular, which is almost, with South Sinai, almost three times the state of Israel in size and area. It is populated by 360,000 people, 300,000 in the north and 60,000 in the south. There are some Bedouins who have demands. Some also are being recruited by terrorist organization. Some have been trained in Afghanistan, in Syria, and they are returning back to Egypt to cause trouble. But we always had some terrorist acts in North Sinai. The government yesterday made the important changes in the military command, and with the hope that this would stem the tide of rising terrorism here and there, especially in North Sinai. Today's act is embarrassing politically because it happened after the changes. The organization that claimed responsibility is what is called Wilayat Sinai. It is a branch of the Islamic State, Daesh, and they had been responsible for most of the attacks in North Sinai. If you look at the general situation in Egypt, you don't see the same level of violence. You may have random bombs here and there, but it is not as big as what you see in North Sinai, where you can see a sort of insurgency. Very heavy weapons are being used, especially bombs. In fact, 80 to 70% of terrorist acts in Egypt are bombs, because it is very easy to plant, or you get someone who can reach a target and make a big media impact. In the last 2 years, there is the security situation is stabilizing, despite the fact that you have this wound, this problem in North Sinai. But overall, if you look at the situation in Egypt today, compared to 2 years ago, it is improving. But still, you have a lot of work to do with North Sinai, because Bedouins have natural habitat to hide. Some of those people are well-hardened returnees from Afghanistan and Syria and Iraq, and they want to have, some claim they want to have an Islamic State, okay. Some want to have Sharia, but in general, they want to target the army and the police.
All right, thank you so much for being with us out of Cairo. Political analyst, Mr. Saeed Sadek.